The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from somewhere where we're measuring dicks, this is Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Gabe, Steve, Tim, Doyle, a puppy, my wife, Alicia, and some kids, and Survivor in the background.
Can't puppy. We just measure our own dicks?
The puppy is winning.
The puppies are winning.
You're 1 second too late. But we're recording now. So.
All right.
Are we?
Yeah. Are you sure?
What episode is this?
143, I believe.
143?
Here, I can look that up
on
the fly.
Yeah, that's probably
asking that question while the mic's hot?
143 and
we're
a
really
half.
Professional
they always
here.
Cut
it out.
It's in every episode.
He won't cut it out.
No, he won't.
No, I won't cut it out.
I think I asked.
143.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 143. Thank you for informing me, Juan, of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Steve.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
Well, you said Juan of T, so I just assumed you fucking intro'd me, but I'm Juan.
Yeah. If they don't hear your voice, they don't know who you are.
Oh, gotcha. So all right.
Too good to say his own name.
They know who I am. If you're this far, hopefully you've listened from the beginning.
Listen, every episode should be somebody's first episode.
God help them more than a few times.
This isn't a good one to jump in. I would go 2 or 3 back.
Try to think when Doyle's not on. Just go to the real key.
Go to it's the 2 or 3 back. Episode.
We've got a Legion M interview out today, so that was pretty good.
Yeah. Give us a quick rundown of some of the stuff that's been coming out, because lot of stuff. Just a few of the highlights for you.
Well, Jim Beaver came out. That was S55. Emmy Raver Lightman came out. That was S56. The Legion M interview came out today. That's you spoke with Claire talking about Jay and Silent Bob reboot and Origin. No, Memory. The Origin of Aliens, which yes. I haven't seen yet.
Nice.
But it's been getting a lot. I guess it was trending and shit, so who knows.
It was trending.
Yeah, because they released, it went right to VOD.
Yeah.
And so they were like giving away free pins if you took pictures and put it on your wall and shit. And so that's how they were trying to get the word out.
Nice.
Okay, what the fuck's VOD?
Video on demand. It's like straight to video, but
yeah.
Quicker.
You could probably get it on Amazon right now.
I saw it. Yeah. I just didn't take a close look at it. I thought it was some like fan bootleg thing.
No, it's a documentary, but I think it is a fan thing, but it's a legit documentary.
Kind of how they did the shooting Clerks.
Yes.
You know what's weird to me?
But Legion M did not do that.
What's weird to me is how much... And I fucking love Aliens. I have all of them. I've watched them all a billion times. There's a ton of shit that goes into Alien lore online.
Yeah.
Where's all the shit that goes into Predator lore online? There's some, but it's not.
Yeah, there's
nearly.
Is there a lot of Predator lore?
Yeah they have their
ton of
they have societies
comics.
And
there's a whole
all kinds
like,
of shit.
Series of novels. Like there's a lot of canon Predator stuff.
Is it canon?
Yeah.
They call it the vagina monologues because that's what the face looks like.
I hope not. God damn.
It's very liberating.
If you pull a girl's pants down, her vagina looks like that.
Run away.
At least wear a condom.
At least wear a condom made out of metal.
That's what he said.
You see, there are known unknowns, and then there are unknown unknowns. No.
Looking into her box, saying, "You are one ugly motherfucker."
Wow.
What the hell are you?
Yeah. Those pinchers. Right, cool.
There was like a split second there where I couldn't see the audio mixer fully, and I was like, do we have audio?
No.
It's mixing.
Nobody's
streaming on, so I can like try and watch it.
Twitch.
Try and interact.
Yeah. We're all interacting with everybody.
So for those of you who are listening, we have been streaming some on Twitch.
Yes.
You can find us on Twitch at Outside Longbox. We basically just live stream. As we're recording, we don't take any breaks. There's no editing. It's just us jabberjawing on Twitch. So
yes.
Feel free to come join us. Again, that's at Outside Longbox, which is also where you can find us on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook at facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. And, of course, you can call our hotline 970-573-6148.
Michael Kirk, may you rest in peace, you midget-loving asshole.
Motherfucker's been dead a long time now.
What's that?
Some motherfucker's been dead a long time now.
Yeah, and yet he keeps commenting on this stuff.
True. That's true. It's crazy.
The ghost of Michael.
About midgets, too.
Dude, seriously? We should have him host the seance. So, we're still looking for...
We should at least talk to him.
I feel like his wife is going to... He's going to have to come out here. I don't think his wife is going to let us go over there.
His wife's not going to hang out with us ever again, I don't think. But...
we'll try to contact his spirit, though.
Still looking for a spirit medium. We're going to be recording our seance episode on October 20th.
Yes.
Has anyone made the joke about a spirit rare, or are we going to let that one go?
We're going to let that one go.
I don't like Speedy, but I don't like my spirit's medium rare.
I like my spirits medium well.
I don't understand how there's...
That's not true.
Those are the only ones that come from hell, though, because they're overdone.
I like my spirits on ice.
How is there no way that none of us know a medium? I feel like it should happen.
I've contacted, like, three people.
I know a Somalian woman at my job that I think is too crazy.
She's voodoo, probably.
For what we're
doing. She's a fucking witch doctor.
She's crazy. She's going to, like, sacrifice a fucking chicken.
And she gets here and just... offs an animal. Okay.
You're like, wow, that got real.
No jokes.
I've seen a lot of people slaughter animals, but never with a grin. Yeah.
She is drinking its blood. We are going down the rabbit hole.
And by the rabbit hole, I mean that rabbit's hole.
Literally poured asshole.
Speak to me, Bill Paxton.
So who are people that we should contact during our seance?
Well, Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton, for sure.
Definitely.
I want to hear Muhammad Ali and Bruce Lee talk to each other.
Definitely
Is that
Ditko.
Possible?
Because there was that episode where I thought
Mike
he was
Ditko?
Alive.
White Michael Jackson.
White Michael Jackson. Not black.
Not black Michael Jackson?
And,
no, black Michael Jackson, not white Michael Jackson.
Definitely we should try to contact Stanley.
Yeah.
And we should
Stanley
probably-
Tucci?
We should see if Betty White is close enough to death.
Sort of hear.
She's like, whoa, I hear people talking.
Is that my hearing aid?
That's awful.
She's
that's awful.
I have been alive for centuries. How dare you contact me in my personal realm?
It could be only one.
I saw a bumper sticker
online.
Turns
out Betty White
today.
Is the Dark Lord.
It was a Toyota Highlander, and it said Highlander, and the bumper sticker under it was like the
Severed
bathroom
heads.
Guys, but all of them are missing heads except for the last one who's holding a sword. So that was pretty good.
So awesome. We're...
You.
We haven't spoken about what the fuck we're supposed to be speaking about right now.
Because none of us have watched it. So I was trying to
really segue.
Doyle watched it.
I know. Okay. So.
I don't need smooth segues. This is our fucking show. I'll segue however the fuck I want to segue.
How does that sound?
Which one are we talking about
so,
first?
Rob Zombie.
This episode we're going to be talking about Rob Zombie's 31.
It
came
out, he says.
In 2016, starring... Sherry Moon Zombie, of course, because he can't make a movie without her. Jeff Daniel Phillips, Laura Hilton Jacobs, Foster,
in the movie or in real life?
Probably both. Judy Geeson and Malcolm McDowell, which is crazy that he's in this. So basically, this is a movie about a bunch of carnival workers that get kidnapped, traveling through the countryside. They're attacked. By a strange, or taken to a large building where three elderly people wearing robes basically torture them, right?
It's a game.
It's like a game.
Yeah, it's like a game that doesn't make any sense.
Wait, hold on. Rob's
literally,
the movie doesn't make sense?
The three people who capture them look like the kind of, like, what's that, the super duddies from the, like, catching... The Hunger Games, like fucking crazy made up.
Yeah.
And there's like a series of clowns that like fuck you up. There's like twins that have chainsaws. And
they're called the Heads.
Yeah, the Heads. And basically, it's Devil's Reject 6. I don't know. I like, it's, if you like Rob Zombie's movies, you'll like it. If you like to see white trash people kill white trash people, you'll like it. If you don't enjoy those things, you probably won't like
it. Richard, I didn't watch the movie. I didn't have time. But I listened to a few reviews and I read a couple of articles about it. And Richard Brake's performance is supposed to be like the shining star in the whole movie.
I'd say the only good thing in the movie. In fact, his intro to the movie makes you think the movie's going to be amazing. He has this like...
That's what the reviewer
said. Like a
5-minute
monologue. Yeah. It's just like camera in his face, no breaks. You don't even know who the fuck he's talking to at first. He's just spouting shit out. And it's like, this is going to be epic.
Apparently he doesn't blink for like 4 minutes.
Fucking yeah. Murders a priest with an axe like right after, and you're just like, this movie's gonna be fucked up. And then it goes on to like dick and vag jokes for 5 minutes. You're like, this is not the same movie.
And they get sold a bill of goods.
They get stopped by fucking scarecrows in the road, and I was like, pretty sure Rob Zombie's done that before.
He did. Movie. He did.
Well, okay. I don't know. The movie was just like, you guys know nobody else saw it but me.
No.
I've seen The Devil's Rejects, so it sounds but, like I kind
of have. It's Devil's Rejects,
seen,
dude.
Like I've seen House of a Thousand Corpses. I've seen Devil's Rejects. Like, we were going to watch Three from Hell, but it wasn't available anywhere yet, so we decided to go for this. And then life was insane, so I didn't get a chance to watch it. But, like, so here's the problem that I have with almost every Rob Zombie movie is exactly what you're saying. The setup for it and the premise is awesome, and then it just becomes like a Rob Zombie, like, this is what I like, circle jerk.
Yeah.
And there's no plot, there's no ideas anymore. It just becomes like, how can I throw a clown in there? How can I throw some scarecrows in there? I have like half naked women being chased by other half naked women that have weapons?
He hit all of his
markers.
I guess if you're a fan and you like what he does, he hit those things. It's like, are the villains memorable? Yes, they are. Does it look crazy as shit and there's just tons of fucking shit everywhere? Yes, there is. Is there random like TNA? Yeah. Jokes that don't make sense? Yeah. Over the top gore? Yeah. That's it. It's like,
so is what you're trying to say that Rob Zombie holds true to the of course, I was going to sound smart and now I'm an asshole. Never mind. Move on.
Well, no, he holds
the auteur theory. That's the word I'm looking for, because those are the two things you put together when you're talking about.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, he feels like he's an artist, and he's just creating. Unfortunately, he's just creating the same thing over and over and over again.
I think he's in love with what he's doing, and he's happy with it. And
there's a lot of other people that are happy with it too. Otherwise, I think those people are making it
retarded.
Yeah, I don't want to say. I just think they're people who just like Rob Zombie. They're just gonna like what he likes, because it's like it's not good anymore. Like,
well, also to be fair, if you're out there looking for clowns, naked ladies chasing other ladies with weapons, I mean, you don't have very many outlets for that. So true. If he's the only one selling,
I mean, are you only looking for movies, or sound like you're looking for porn?
The other five Rob Zombie movies.
It's pretty easy to find.
Yeah. For sure, you can find clown porn. Yeah.
Game has like six VHS.
That's not funny.
I love VHS. VHS porn is amazing. Like, the covers are so, like, epically... You're like, wow, that's disgusting.
Like, rolling
it's like, the back is just, like, 15 pictures of people taking it in the butt. Like, it's awesome.
Wow.
I'm just saying, like, the covers to porn videos are outrageous.
Every review I listened to gave it, like, a 2 or 3.
Out of, like, 5.
Yeah.
I did not love it. Like I said, it starts out strong. There are some funny parts. There are some good parts. It's not a good movie.
Yeah.
It's the worst Rob Zombie movie I've seen.
I feel like maybe he's not a good writer.
That, I think, is accurate.
He's better at visuals.
He's a very good,
yeah, he'd be good
set
at that.
Designer. He's a very good director. But I feel like he would be better served creating like the visual aesthetic for other people's movies. Like, Halloween was very popular. Like, people really, really enjoyed.
Not the second one, I don't think.
The second one wasn't, but that first one people really liked. And I think the writing was out of his hands on that one.
So what you're saying is he's basically Guillermo del Toro.
No.
Yes.
Because here's the thing, is like, his stuff does look amazing, but if you know...
Which one?
Rob Zombie?
No. You said no when I said del Toro.
Oh, no, Guillermo del Toro is amazing. Rob Zombie is like, okay.
No, he's great visually. I'm just saying del Toro's other half of the filmmaking, not so great.
Sometimes. I think he's more successful than Rob Zombie.
Well, certainly.
So what are...
Oh, I was just going to say, like, if you love horror one movies, of them a lot of stuff...
Several Oscars, yeah, and Rob the Zombie other rips fucking off a lot Rob of Zombie. Like,
didn't they give him an Oscar for Fish Out of Water, which is not the name of that... movie?
Shape of Water. Yeah.
That movie was a piece of shit.
I loved that movie.
Oh, yeah, that movie is pretty good.
I really liked that movie.
Kind of a fan of it, too.
Fuck all you. Never saw it.
Hey, what a, you know, what
a neutral to that.
Ape Sapien got some. That's like, how can you hate that?
I liked
that part.
You like the fish sticks?
Well, that part. She doesn't like fish sticks.
No, you don't even see fish sticks.
Yeah, fish sticks are amazing.
Badass. Wait, are we talking about
don't
fish
like fish sticks.
Or fish dicks. Dicks.
That'd crack me up. I mean, isn't one made of the fish other? Stick? I'm like, why is
fish
it fried?
Sticks probably are made of fish dicks.
I mean, if you're making maybe. Fish sticks, you're not going out there to separate the nice fillets. That goes into a blender and then a breading machine.
Probably some scales.
I don't think it's fish.
Probably not. It's probably not. You are probably right.
It's rats.
Textured vegetable protein.
So we decided that I watched it, I guess, and I didn't like it, and Gabe made me do it.
That kind of makes me happy. Like, making other people suffer is really one of my favorite things in the world.
That's why Rob Zombie made the movie, too. He's like, Gabe made me do it.
Honestly, I wouldn't have even watched it if it wasn't free on Prime.
I didn't even know this shit existed until he was like, oh, yeah, this just came out.
It's from fucking Rob Zombie. No, I didn't 2016.
Think it's not that old.
It is. It's like 16
it's
or 17.
3 years old. Yeah.
No, I'm saying it's not that old. It's only like 3 years old.
Well, yeah, 2016.
I don't think he's put another movie out in between them.
No, I don't think so either.
Because I think Salem came out before this one.
Doesn't he have one coming out like right now?
Yeah, Three from Hell. That's the one we were going to watch.
Somebody said he was writing a Charlie, or he was doing a Charlie Chaplin movie, too.
True, makes sense.
Like a Charlie Chaplin like clown biopic movie. Or like a remake
or like
of a
dictator. See.
Charlie Chaplin.
Bob Zombie's the dictator actually sounds pretty bad.
I would watch that for sure.
Ein Hitler. Hitler versus Charlie Chaplin. Wasn't that actually a movie at some point?
Yeah, The Dictator. It's the one where Charlie Chaplin like plays a Hitler character that basically realizes how
I can't find anything.
Fucked
I'll look
up
later.
They were, and like has a change of heart and gives this like 10-minute monologue at the end of the movie about why fascism is evil. Like, it's amazing.
Should probably watch it. It sounds important. Instead, I watched 31.
Got a couple viewers. Hi, guys.
Hey, the one of them's him.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Gabe.
Oh, the other one's probably you.
No, I'm logged into our account. I don't think I can be viewed as a viewer.
Oh, just, yeah, that's probably
just fair. As a curiosity, did anybody else watch any of the other things that we were supposed to watch?
Yes.
Okay.
Hill House.
Yes. I was like, I don't want this just to be me.
But you want to do that for another episode or
talking shit.
Yeah, Raising Arizona will be next.
And I've seen that like many times. So
I watched
recently?
It today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched it today.
I'm telling you, I got nothing done this week besides work and stuff at home. Like it's been a hectic week, so
what's that?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I let you down.
You did.
You don't have to apologize to me.
No, you do.
No, I don't.
You know what? And you did already.
Patreon supporters, guys, I'm really fucking sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a second.
I don't want to say nothing also, but you have shit at his house.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
So, I mean, I'm back, still giving you stuff, so.
Yeah. I'm more annoyed than you.
This is literally the first time I've seen Steve since you gave me that hat.
I'm like, more annoyed that you
and the tile. You owe him a tile, too.
Than okay, that you didn't watch any of the stuff.
I think I know where that's at.
There's a book, too. Separate from TOTL.
Oh, I was like, I don't remember giving you a book.
We're going to talk about private matters now on your public podcast.
I'll have to find that. I don't
know
where that's at.
The penis wrinkle?
A penis ring.
Oh, penis ring. Oh, you got a penis ring?
Cock ring. I call it a cock ring.
Oh,
most people
wow.
Just call it a keychain ring, but whatever.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's...
Yeah, you fuck what you got to fuck.
For audio, I held up a circle about... I did the white
so ride. Small. Sometimes it just looks like a belly button.
He
ring.
Held up a circle that was way too ambitious.
He put it where it goes.
Why is his belly button way down
about
there?
About the size of a dime. Though it should have been smaller.
Penis is so tiny, but the hole is so huge. It's weird.
It's like a glass.
Yeah.
It's like the straw you get at a boba tea.
Why is your dick
a
shot glass?
A little thicker plastic.
Yeah.
Remember when we were changing formats and Juan was like, man, I'm just afraid we're going to lose that, like, witty banter.
I don't remember saying that.
I remember you saying that.
I remember saying that.
If we stay too, you said if we're too focused, we won't do all the bullshittery. We're literally talking about the size of my
I think we always
right
have bullshittery.
Because none of us except Doyle watched what we were supposed to talk about, so.
It was the last minute ad, and I didn't have 15 minutes
yeah,
between
the
now
one
and
who works
Rockland
the
movie.
Most. Especially this fucking week. Oh, God.
You literally taken the day off. Stop
bitching.
Because
I've worked 14, 12-hour shifts in a row.
Ugh. You should probably lawyer up.
Yeah, I've heard it's illegal, but every time I tell them it is, they're like, no, it's not. Oh my God,
right. Of course, they're not going to tell you. They're not going to be like, oh, yeah, it's illegal.
Yeah.
They do it that way right in front of you, too. Legal. You get fake bunny ears and everything.
My favorite part is the guy who gave me shit about taking tonight off goes on vacation tomorrow for like 3 weeks. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Nice. I need a 3 week vacation. That sounds
great. I don't right now. I need to make some money still.
I'm just gonna like live off ramen.
You have made all the monies.
I have made a lot.
No.
Camera's over there.
There's a we don't hurt animals thing on this thing.
Look, yeah, see. Yeah.
Look, a dog.
Somebody's gonna report us for success. Fucking for jacking with animals.
Jacking animals?
Oh, yeah. Well, Gabe's got it in his hand, so what does that mean? Gabe's got a penis?
That is gross.
Don't diddle the puppy. That's
the dog doesn't have a penis.
That doesn't make it any better.
Lady Button's still that is formidable.
That's Jesus.
God.
Banned now.
I know, yeah, right?
Twitch, yeah. Ban hammer.
Definitely, definitely getting banned.
This has got to be great for the
podcast. It looked for me, it looked awful, by the way, it's this movie. I'm going getting away from all the stupid distractions. It looked awful to me. I didn't want to watch it anyway.
It looked awful before I started it.
I was going to watch it because I try to watch everything, yeah. No matter how awful I think it looks. I just did not have time.
I typically do, too. It just.
I was like wondering about you watching this like your kid or something. I was like,
No, I liked House of a Thousand Corpses, and I liked fucking... Devil's Rejects.
I love that.
This just looked exactly like House of a Thousand Corpses.
I feel like since he made Devil's Rejects, every movie's been Devil's Rejects.
Yeah. I feel like that is super accurate. And that's something that people have been saying about Three from Hell, too. Which, obviously, it's a direct sequel to Devil's Rejects, but a lot of people are saying it's basically the exact same movie. Which kind of sucks that, like, that's Sid Haig's legacy now, that he passed away.
I don't think he'd care. Because that's how he got famous.
Yeah.
Or more famous with famouser. In this time, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, he wasn't like crazy famous before. Like he was a character actor.
Right.
But now he's, you know, he's
only known for that character. Yeah.
What sucks is like...
We'll ask about our seance episode.
Oh, shit.
A good idea.
How much do you hate Rob Zombie?
We should be writing down who we want to like seance.
Why? You're going to lose that note.
I mean, like, my computer or
didn't
something.
Didn't you used to have a little booklet? What happened to the little booklet?
I haven't been bringing it since the format
I don't even know where my phone is.
Because I haven't been taking as many notes, so I do need to start using it again. I did get a package of notebooks today for work, so.
Why?
God, what a new guy.
I like that better.
Hey, you're good, bro. You're good. I don't use my phone at all.
Book to everyone who buys a car.
I like, as people are talking to me, I write down their name. I write down all their info. That way, if I misplace it or I don't put it in the computer quick enough, I always have it. So,
Yeah.
Fucking schmelt.
What a new guy.
Tim, blow me. I love that you put in that meme on the wrong person's background, and he was like, I love it. So funny, guys. Nobody hates me here. Oh, God. Please love
him. Oh, no, we hate him. Yeah, he knows that.
I know.
I tell him every day. Every day I see him.
There's a dude named Caleb that I really dislike, Juan. Yeah. but like Juan.
I've known two Calebs,
like,
they both suck dicks.
Juan literally calls him spare parts. Without calling them spare parts every fucking day.
I think you just gotta start calling them spare parts.
I don't like new people. He's lucky. He's not lucky.
No,
but
I'm lucky.
Usually you would be getting grave amounts of shit by everybody if I didn't fucking know you.
Yeah.
So it's just the way we work.
Can you explain to me, bro? I've been to HR because I refuse to learn anyone's name unless they've been working work for like 2 months.
We don't really have an HR. I've been there 6 years. Fire me. All right. I'm fine with that. I'll go next door.
I was saying, just like
I'll sell cars for the enemy.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Hi, third viewer.
It's not me.
It's
I only got one.
Commander Root, Community Showcase, and Stream Elements.
Hi, guys.
I don't know who the fuck those people are.
Oh, three names.
No, those, yeah.
I was like,
oh, so then there's only two viewers.
No. It's like the, well, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, shit. So are we more excited or less excited for Three from Hell after this?
So I'm just as excited for Three from Hell because I want to see the sequel. I don't really care about the other stuff. I really like Devil's Rejects, and I want to see how they wrap up the story. I assume it's effectively the same movie, because Devil's Rejects was effectively the same movie as House of a Thousand Corpses, just a little stripped back.
It seemed a little bit more car chasey,
less set piece-y.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I'm excited to see it just because I want to see how they finish the story. But again, you're leaning on Rob Zombie, who I think we all decided is not the best screenwriter.
Maybe his wife wrote it.
I think he just likes what he likes.
If Sharon Moon Zombie is writing something, I think it would be even less interesting.
Yeah, she's
like,
not.
I'm not trying to, like, I don't want to presume things about her, but I've seen interviews with her, and she does not seem like the spiciest Dorito. You know what I'm saying?
She looks like the spicy Dorito.
She looks like the spiciest, spicy.
I don't know. To me, she looks,
you know,
like...
she's the real super scary spice.
Yeah. She fucks. Oh. Is what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend beats her up in a meth infused rage is what it looks like to me. But it's not really kind of a zombie.
Well, but do you...
Dude, she looks like she got beat up for half her life to me.
She
honestly
probably did.
But, like, I'm not, yeah.
But she's...
And that dude did meth.
I feel like she's hotter for it. Like,
Gabe likes beat up women.
She says so much more about you, Gabe, than it says about me. Gabe likes battered women.
He doesn't want to batter him. He wants him post-batter man.
I want him post-battered.
He likes him used.
Jesus.
He's not driving a new one off the lot.
Oh, my life. Oh, I'm going to get hit. I can feel it.
I like a tenderized steak.
I'm going to fuck you up.
I know.
That's why he's post-batter, not pre-batter.
Yeah. I want post-battered like women.
He doesn't want to do the battering.
Yeah.
He enjoys Kentucky.
Yeah, I got it. That's, you know? You go to jail for that.
With 11 herbs.
Oh, God.
With 11 herbs and spices, deep fried.
I saw my life flash before my eyes, guys.
Keep your bedroom.
There was a lot of eating.
Those were the best parts.
Oh, it was amazing.
A couple of blackout spots there.
Oh, a food coma. Oh.
Why were there so many fish sticks?
The taco.
We lost a viewer right there. Just so you know, it went from 3 to 4 right when I said there was a lot of eating.
It went from 3 to 4.
4 to 3.
That would be gaining.
I numbers.
That's the kind of comment that got Rob Zombie's wife beat the fuck up by her meth infested boyfriend.
One of those people was her.
FYI, that's how I sell people cars. Look, we gave you a huge deal. We went from $3,000 to $4,000. It's amazing.
$1,000 there.
$1,000 of room in there. Wait, isn't it? It's perfect.
Yeah, don't worry.
It's perfect for you.
I've looked at your credit. I've looked at your budget. Here you go.
Oh, man.
Let's get off of this nonsense.
Okay.
Movie
Doyle,
sucked. Don't
Doyle,
watch it.
You're the only person that's allowed to give a thumbs up or thumbs down.
I give this 2 out of 7 stars or 1/4 thumbs up.
1/4 All right. Thumbs up.
I didn't know where you were going with that until the thumbs up.
You do it, but you do it like this.
Like
it's a nubbin.
The quarter happens.
It's you're trying to get a lighter to work.
I was thinking about like a circle of thumbs. It's like there. It's not it's all the way here.
So you're talking like 180 or like a 360?
No, like a 360. And
oh,
like
Jesus,
I gave it like
now
a
I'm really confused.
Gave it like a that for the first 5 minutes of the movie only. Which
is it? A 2 out of 5 out of 10?
Yeah, it's not good.
It's a Greeley 1.
Which is a Denver 3.6 negative.
Rob Zombie, just start making music again, you piece of shit.
Yeah, honestly, do the world a favor and go back to the studio.
Wow.
Well, on that note, we would all prefer a Rob Zombie album over a Rob Zombie movie.
I don't want either of them.
I've been Gabe.
I've been Steve.
I'm Tim, maybe?
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And this has been episode 143 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. We will see you shortly.
Sorry, listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.